A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Life has a way of making us feel stuck in a chapter that we wish we could escape. Maybe you've been through heartache, loss, or disappointment that has left you feeling like your story is over. Maybe you're carrying the weight of mistakes or missed opportunities that make you wonder if things will ever change. But let me tell you something, and I want you to hear this with all your heart. God is not done with you. He is taking the pen of your life and writing a new chapter. One filled with hope, renewal, and purpose. It's easy to look at the pages of our past and think that what's written there defines us. We may see failures, broken relationships, or moments where we felt completely lost. But God doesn't look at your past and see a finished book. No, He sees potential. He sees growth. And He sees a future that is brighter than anything you can imagine. He sees you not for what you've been through, but for what He is shaping you to become. Maybe you feel like your story is filled with too much pain to ever be rewritten into something beautiful. But remember, God specializes in turning ashes into beauty. The very things that you think disqualify you are the things He will use to show His love and power in your life. Your story is not over, my friends. It is just beginning. When God rewrites your story, He doesn't erase the past, but He transforms it. He takes those moments of despair and uses them to build strength within you. He takes those tears and turns them into joy. He takes your fears and turns them into faith. And the most amazing part, He does this not because of anything we have done, but because of who He is. He is a loving, compassionate God who delights in giving us a fresh start. You might be in a place right now where you feel like giving up. The struggles of life may seem too heavy, and the future might look uncertain. But let me encourage you to hold on. God is writing a story of redemption for you. He is writing a story where the pain you've endured will lead to a greater purpose. He is writing a story where your dreams are not forgotten, but are being crafted in His perfect timing. I know it's hard to see the bigger picture when you're in the middle of the storm, but trust that God is working behind the scenes, weaving together every detail of your life for good. The delays, the detours, the closed doors, they all have a purpose in His grand design. He is not wasting a single moment of your life. So, what can you do while God is rewriting your story? You can trust Him. You can surrender your plans, your worries, and your doubts to Him. You can rest in the assurance that He knows what He is doing, even when you don't understand. You can hold on to hope, knowing that the author of your life is writing a masterpiece, even if the current chapter feels difficult. In this new chapter that God is writing, He is leading you to a place of healing, restoration, and new beginnings. He is preparing you for something greater, something that will bring you closer to the destiny He has planned for you. It may not look like what you expected, but it will be exactly what you need. So, remember that God's timing is perfect. He knows the right moment to turn the page, to bring in a new character, or to close one chapter and start another. Trust in His timing. Trust that He is in control and that He is writing a story that is far better than anything you could have written for yourself. Friends, let's explore how God is rewriting your story. We talked about how God is the author of your life and how He is taking the pen to write new chapters filled with hope, renewal, and purpose. Now we're going to dive even deeper into what it means to trust in this process and embrace the story that God is crafting just for you. I want to start by saying this. It's natural to feel afraid when life takes unexpected turns. When we face challenges or changes, it can feel like we've lost control of our story. But the truth is, we never really had control in the first place. The beauty of surrendering your life to God is that you don't have to worry about controlling the outcome. God knows the end from the beginning, and He is writing your story with love and intention. You might be wondering, why is my story filled with so much pain? Or why does it feel like nothing is going the way I hoped? These are real questions, and they come from a place of deep longing for things to be better. But let me remind you that the story God is writing for you includes every emotion, every struggle, and every victory. He uses each part of your life to create something beautiful, something that will not only bless you, but also inspire others. Think about it. Every good story has moments of tension, times when it seems like everything is falling apart. But those moments are necessary to make the story meaningful. They make the triumphs sweeter, the joys deeper, and the lessons more impactful. In the same way, God uses the difficult parts of your life to shape your character, to strengthen your faith, and to prepare you for the blessings He has in store. Right now, you might be in a chapter of waiting, waiting for a breakthrough, waiting for a change, waiting for something that feels long overdue. Waiting can be one of the hardest things to endure because it tests our patience and our trust. But let me encourage you with this. Waiting is not wasted time. In the waiting, God is working. He is aligning everything in your life according to His perfect plan. The waiting period is a crucial part of your story because it's where your faith is built and where you learn to rely on Him more than ever before. You see, God's timing is not like ours. We often want things to happen quickly, see results right away. But God sees the bigger picture. He knows exactly when to bring things to pass in your life, and His timing is always perfect. If you're waiting right now, know that God is preparing something special for you. He's not only preparing the blessing, but also preparing you to receive it. Another important aspect of God rewriting your story is that He often does it in ways that are unexpected. You may have a vision of how your life should go, but God's plans are always higher and better than ours. He might close doors that you thought were meant to be open, or take you down a path you never considered. These detours are not mistakes. They are part of His divine strategy to lead you to where you truly belong. It's easy to become discouraged when things don't go according to our plans. But remember, God sees the end from the beginning. He knows what's best for you, even when it doesn't make sense at the moment. Trust that His ways are higher than your ways, and His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. He is crafting a story for you that is full of surprises, blessings, and purpose. As God rewrites your story, He also wants to change the way you see yourself. Sometimes, we carry labels or identities based on our past mistakes, failures, or what others have said about us. But when God is in control of your story, He gives you a new identity. You are not defined by your past. You are defined by who God says you are. And He says you are loved, you are chosen, you are redeemed, and you are destined for greatness. It's time to let go of the old labels and embrace the new identity that God has for you. Don't let the past hold you back from the future that God is preparing for you. When you accept that God is rewriting your story, you allow Him to write a new chapter that is free from shame, guilt, and fear. You step into a new season of grace, favor, and opportunity. God is also rewriting the relationships in your story. He knows the people you need in your life to help you grow and fulfill your purpose. Sometimes this means that certain relationships may come to an end, and that can be painful, but trust that God is making room for the right people to enter your life. People who will encourage you, support you, and walk with you in this journey of faith. Beloved, I want to encourage you to open your heart to the possibilities that God is bringing into your life. Don't hold on to the past or the way you think things should be. Instead, embrace the new story that God is writing for you. It's a story filled with hope, redemption, and endless possibilities. Your story is unique, and it's written by the greatest author of all time. In the coming days, take time to reflect on where you are in your story. What chapter are you in? What is God speaking to your heart? Trust that He is guiding you, that He is with you, and that He is rewriting your story in the most beautiful way possible. This is only the beginning, and I am excited to continue this journey with you. Remember, the best is yet to come, and your story is far from over. God is rewriting your story, and it's going to be more amazing than you could ever imagine. Let's walk this path together with faith, hope, and anticipation for the incredible things that God is about to do in your life. Beloved, now we're going to dig even deeper into how God's rewriting of your story involves transformation, healing, and stepping into your true purpose. One of the most powerful aspects of God rewriting your story is the transformation that takes place within you. This transformation is not just about changing your circumstances, but changing you from the inside out. God is interested in your heart, your character, and your soul. He is molding you into the person He created you to be, and this process often involves refining, shaping, and even breaking down the old to make way for the new. Transformation can be uncomfortable. It can feel like everything you once knew is being turned upside down. But this is where true growth happens. It's in the moments when you feel stretched, challenged, and even broken that God is doing His deepest work in you. He is removing the things that no longer serve you, the habits, thoughts, and attitudes that hold you back from stepping into your true potential. You might be going through a season of transformation right now. It might feel like your life is in a state of chaos, and you don't recognize the person you're becoming. But I want you to know that this is all part of God's plan. He is not breaking you to hurt you. He is breaking you to heal you. He is stripping away the old so that the new can emerge. Trust the process. Even when it's painful, because on the other side of this transformation is a version of you that is stronger, wiser, and more in tune with God's purpose for your life. Healing is another critical part of the story that God is rewriting for you. We all carry wounds from our past, emotional, mental, and sometimes even physical. These wounds can be from relationships that ended badly, words that cut deep, or experiences that left us feeling broken and alone. But God doesn't want you to carry these wounds forever. He is the great healer, and He is rewriting your story to include healing, restoration, and wholeness. Healing is not always instant. Sometimes it's a journey, a gradual process of letting go, forgiving, and allowing God to mend the broken places in your heart. You may need to confront some painful memories to feel the hurt so that it can be released. But know that God is with you every step of the way. He is holding you, comforting you, and leading you towards a place of peace. Part of this healing process is learning to forgive, not just others, but also yourself. We often hold on to guilt and regret, thinking that we don't deserve to be free from the mistakes we've made. But God is rewriting your story to include grace, His grace covers all your mistakes, all your failures, and all your shortcomings. He is not interested in punishing you. He is interested in setting you free. Free from the past, free from the pain, and free to step into the life He has for you. Stepping into your true purpose is the culmination of God rewriting your story. Every experience you've been through, every lesson you've learned, and every transformation you've undergone is leading you to this moment. God has a unique purpose for your life, one that only you can fulfill. It's a purpose that brings meaning, joy, and fulfillment, not just to you, but to those around you. Discovering your purpose might take time. It might involve trying new things, taking risks, and stepping out of your comfort zone. But don't be afraid, because God is with you. He has equipped you with everything you need to succeed in the purpose He has planned for you. Your gifts, your talents, your passions, they are all part of the story He is writing for you. Sometimes, finding your purpose means letting go of what you thought your life would look like. It might mean saying goodbye to certain dreams, relationships, or jobs that no longer align with where God is taking you. This can be hard, but it's necessary for you to move forward. Trust that God's plan is better than your own, and that He is leading you to something greater than you ever imagined. As you step into your purpose, you will begin to see how the pieces of your story fit together. The pain, the waiting, the transformation, they all make sense in the light of what God is doing in your life. You will see how He has been preparing you all along for this moment, for this purpose, and you will realize that nothing was wasted, that every part of your story has led you to this place of fulfillment and joy. So I encourage you to embrace the transformation, to seek healing, and to step boldly into your purpose. God is rewriting your story, and it's going to be more beautiful than you could have ever imagined. The best is yet to come, and your story is far from over. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." This verse is a powerful reminder that God's plans for you are good. Even when you can't see it, He is working behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail of your life for your ultimate good. The challenges you face today are not the end of your story. They are just a part of the journey that will lead you to the future God has prepared for you. So hold on to hope, knowing that God's plans for you are filled with promise and purpose. As God rewrites your story, He is building resilience within you. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity, to keep going, even when the road is tough. This resilience doesn't come from your own strength, but from relying on God. He is your source of strength, your anchor in the storm, and your guide through every challenge. Isaiah 40:30:1 says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." This verse encourages us to place our hope in the Lord, because it is in Him that we find the strength to endure. When you feel like you can't take another step, when you're weary from the struggles of life, remember that God is there to lift you up. He will renew your strength, giving you the resilience to keep moving forward. Your story is not defined by the moments of weakness, but by the strength that God gives you to rise above them. Another crucial element in God rewriting your story is unwavering faith. Faith is believing in what you cannot see, trusting that God is at work even when the circumstances say otherwise. It's about holding on to God's promises, even when the road is long and the journey is difficult. Faith is the foundation on which God builds your story. Hebrews 11. 1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." This verse reminds us that faith is about trusting God's plan, even when it's not visible to our eyes. It's about believing that God is writing your story in a way that will bring about His perfect will for your life. Faith is what keeps you grounded when everything else is uncertain. It's what allows you to keep moving forward, knowing that God is in control and that His story for you is good. As we reflect on these verses, I want you to consider how they apply to your life right now. Are you in a season where you need to hold on to hope? Are you facing challenges that require resilience? Are you being called to strengthen your faith, trusting God's plan for your future? Whatever chapter of your story you're in, remember that God is with you, guiding you and rewriting your story in ways you can't yet imagine. Let these verses be a source of encouragement and strength as you continue your journey. God's story for you is not just about surviving. It's about thriving. It's about overcoming obstacles, growing in your faith, and stepping into the fullness of the life He has planned for you. Your story is unique. It's powerful, and it's still being written. So as we move forward together, let's embrace the story. God is writing for us with hope, resilience, and faith. Let's trust that His plans are good, that His strength is enough, and that His faithfulness will carry us through. The best is yet to come, and your story is far from over. Now, let us conclude this message with prayer. Heavenly Father, we know that You are always with us. You are the one who writes our stories, and we trust in Your love and guidance as we journey through life. We believe that You have a good plan for each of us, even when we face challenges that seem too big to handle on our own. Lord, we ask for Your healing touch today. We bring to You all the areas of our lives where we need Your healing. Heal our bodies from sickness and pain. Restore our energy and strength, and give us health. Heal our minds from worry and stress, and fill our hearts with peace that only You can give. If we are hurting emotionally, help us to find comfort and joy again. We believe that You are the great healer, and nothing is too hard for You. Please touch us with Your healing power and make us whole again. Father, we also bring our financial needs to You. We know that You are our provider and that You care about every detail of our lives. We ask that You bless our finances, help us to find new opportunities, and guide us in making wise decisions. If we are struggling with money, please provide what we need to take care of our families and ourselves. Open doors for new jobs, new ideas, and new ways to earn income. Give us the wisdom to manage what we have wisely, and help us to be generous with others. Even when times are tough, help us to trust in Your provision and to have faith that You will take care of us. Lord, we believe in Your power to perform miracles. We know that You can do the impossible, and we ask for Your miraculous intervention in our lives. Whether it's a breakthrough in our health, our finances, our relationships, or any other area where we are struggling, we ask that You step in and make a way. Help us to have the faith to believe in Your miracles, even when we can't see how things will work out. Show us that You are at work in our lives, and help us to trust in Your timing and Your plan. God, we bring all our worries, fears, and doubts to You. We know that You are rewriting our stories, and that You are with us every step of the way. Help us to trust in Your love and Your plan for us, even when we don't understand what's happening. Give us the strength to keep going, the faith to keep believing, and the hope to keep trusting in you. We thank you for the healing, the financial blessings, and the miracles that are already on their way. We know that you are good, and you have good things in store for us. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers and for loving us so much. Thank you for all the ways you are working in our lives. Even when we can't see it yet, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise, now and forever. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, Clean Label Project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.